Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Final hour for us. Final hour for us together in 2025.
I was just thinking about that.
Because I'm off for the rest of it. But I'll be back on the 2nd, the day after all the playoff games and stuff, on the Friday, and we'll react to all that. But, yeah, I'm taking the week between tomorrow and New Year's, and it's been a pretty good year.
It's been
a pretty fun year here at the midday show with Andy and Randy.
It's been a friggin' outstanding year. Really Thank you all out there. We do appreciate y'all because it would not be as great as it is without you all. So we do greatly appreciate that. But I was just saying, I was like, damn, yeah, because I was like, I had to go back and look at Dave. I was like, yeah, you're going to be gone. Cause, no, I'll be here Friday. Me and Mike Johnson will be together Friday. And then, obviously, Abe will be here next week
until
you get back. Hey.
I'm sorry.
You know what? I think I'm past that now. Like, when it first started happening, I didn't like it.
Yeah, I know.
I was very upset with you here, leaving me here with him. Like, you left me here with Abe for a whole damn week.
Right. Well, you know. I mean, yes, that's one way to put it.
Yeah, but no, what's the other way?
Took vacation?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Here's, antics.
Here's
okay.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of ways to slice it. But here's how I look at it, because I still view it the way that you originally did. Like, when you're out for the week, I'm not mad at you, because you need the week and you've earned it and you have a beautiful family to take trips with and all of that. But, it's a week with Abe.
Yeah,
so
no.
It's not, it's different. Here's what it does for me, though. Because I don't think I ever don't appreciate how much fun it is to work with you on a daily basis and how much I love this and how thankful I am that we get to do this.
Right.
But boy, am I thankful at the end of that week.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I ever need a reset on gratitude, work with Abe for a week.
But that's why I'm like, okay. And I'm like, oh, God. Like, I'll tell you the truth. Like, when baby girl was sick the last time and we got that text the night before.
Oh, you thought I was going to miss.
I was like, oh, damn, Lily!
I know.
I got attitude with Lily for getting sick.
But then I came.
You did.
But I came.
I was like, damn, Lily's sick.
I know.
And I was walking out the door because I had to go get, because I didn't respond until I got back to the house, because I was walking out the door and I was like, damn. And Donna's like, what's wrong? I said, Lily's sick. She was like, oh, poor baby. I was like, no, that means Abe gonna be in tomorrow.
Not that kind of sick. She's fine. Andy just won't be at work tomorrow. And then I knew, because I was at work the next day. I don't remember what happened. Yeah. Either she was okay or somebody else could watch her or something like that. But I sent the text probably the next morning. I was like, I'll be in. But you had already had the I'm going to work with Abe extra couple beers.
Yes.
So you were like a little more hungover the next. I was like, oh, Randy got the I'm working with Abe hangover going, but he's working with me.
God, I was hurting that day. I was like, damn. Pour another one.
I know. That's deal what
with
I do too.
Deal with damn Abe all day tomorrow. But it's fun. But like it was early. Now it's like, okay, Abe's here. Fine, we'll get it done.
Here's
the first
how,
time, though, I was like, come on, man.
The other way, and I genuinely do mean that. Like, I always, at the end of it, I'm like even more thankful for how much fun it is to work with you all the time. But the other thing is I've adjusted. Like, I just, you know, we're going to do our best, and hopefully the show is going to be good. And Abe brings what Abe brings. And it's going to be a different 3 hours than it normally is. Because at first I was like, I wanted it to be like, I wanted all the same. I was like, well, it's just not going to be the same. Uh-uh. You got to adjust your mind to it.
Yeah.
It's going to be an Abe.
I'm an adjustable dude. You know, but I think that's my military raising, though. I'm able to adjust, overcome, adapt.
Yep.
On the fly.
Yes.
You know, it's like, okay, all right, let's get it done. Let's get it done.
I'm pretty similar. We have an adaptability.
Yes.
You have to.
You have to.
What else are you going to do?
Not a damn
complain
thing.
Complain about it?
You can't, though, because, you know, what's going to happen is what's going to happen. Yeah, but then I was like, damn, it's our last show of the together of 2025, man. But, yeah, it's been a great 2025. I know I had to act because we were talking about the Hawks earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there watching this game last night. And we talk about dorks have ruined basketball with all the analytics.
Mm-hmm.
When did they, and I'm talking about them because it's not me, when did players get so soft when somebody's coming to screen? Okay, here's a screen, so let's switch.
Yeah.
Don't try to fight through the pick or nothing. I mean, just the half-ass is soft screen.
Yep.
And
I think it, again,
because that's what they did last night to get Trey.
It's,
you know,
one of the things that the NBA has just, like, allowed.
So, like,
because now every defense, like, coaches were just like, all right, these guys don't want to fight through these screens. We're just going to switch everything. And now that's common.
Dude,
like, every defense is just a switch everything defense by and large.
Andy, they barely came over to screen the guy.
I know.
Barely.
I know.
And you're like, hold on, you can't fight through that screen? They're trying to get Trey in a mismatch.
Right.
You know that, right?
You don't have to switch the screen every single time. Exactly. They're trying to isolate your worst defender.
They're trying to work. And y'all can't. And it was just Andy.
I know.
It wasn't even a screen. He just walked over there and they just switched.
Yep. Look, I love the NBA.
Like, what the man?
I have loved the NBA. I love it a little less than I used to, but I love the NBA and I love watching these games and all these players. But like, when I talk about the stuff that you tune in on a nightly basis and it's just a little bit harder to enjoy because it's just not quite the game that we grew up watching, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Like, it's not just, you know, these players don't try as hard or whatever, a lot of the narrative with some of the older guard of player is. It's like, no, the game just looks different because of stuff like that. Like, the defenses are different. Obviously, the goal on offense is significantly different. You're only shooting threes or taking high percentage shots close to the basket. It looks really different.
Yeah.
And the type of player looks different as well. Like, the big, you know, kind of the skinny big man on the perimeter dribbling like all the time and shoot. And it's fine. It's just an evolution of it. But I also think it's okay when you're talking specifically about stuff like that.
Yes.
Like fighting hard on defense to stay with your man and being a defensive minded player.
Because
you just don't really see it anymore.
They're like, okay, they just gone.
Yep.
They just going to put Trey in pick and roll. I mean, in a switch situation. And the dude ain't even get set to. He just walked over like he was about to set the screen.
It's almost like there's an agreement of like, all right, we're just gonna let you do.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like.
No, I mean, and some that stuff kind of tightens up and changes a little bit in the playoffs. But yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying the other night when we were reacting to the 152-150 loss and the one against the Hornets last week too, where they gave up a million points. It was like the lack of closeout, like the lack of perimeter effort on three-point shots in the first half of NBA games right now is crazy.
Right.
Like, if you pass it a couple times, you're just going to get an open look. And so many teams have, you know, four or five, maybe even more guys that can shoot from the perimeter now. You get a team on a hot night, like the Hawks did with the Bulls the other night, or the Hornets the game before that, where the Hornets literally set the NBA record for 3 points made in the first half of a game.
Yes.
They hit 18 threes in that game. They're not a historically great shooting team.
No, they're
not. They shoot pretty good. Nobody defended them. You know?
Yeah, I know. Just Ah,
I know.
Yeah, that got on my nerve. Anyways, back to Christmas. So we're talking earlier. We gave the 2 hours we've been on, we've given out shout outs to the husbands who are out there right now trying to get last minute things for your wife. It's jewelry or gift cards, fellas. You know, don't get an old robe unless it. No, that's that. I understand. We all like to see our ladies in our late. You know, yeah. We buy stuff for us. For them to see, for us to see,
right?
Them,
it's for them, but it's for us.
But it's for us,
right?
Don't go too freak, all right? Okay, fellas, don't go too freak. Be classy with
that's
it, okay? True.
That's a good point.
All right, be classy with the with your ladies' lingerie choice. All right?
You can't skip steps on the freak scale.
Yeah, stay within the lane. Like if you got her nightgown, maybe get her a shorter nightgown. Don't come in this thing with something with snaps and belts and rings. And
unless
stuff
you've built
it.
Up to it.
Unless you've been
right.
All right, if you know that she's freak and she's up to the if she's to the leather freak level, then have at it.
Sure.
But you can't go from a beautiful satin nightgown
right.
to like something that, you know, they got handcuffs and something like that.
You can't just go from silk to leather.
So you got to just make sure your fellas, when you're getting into your nasty mode, because that's what I call it when I'm buying lingerie, daddy's nasty mode, you got to make sure you get.
Daddy's nasty.
Yeah, you got to make sure you get to that level of freakdom, okay?
So, no, that's a good point.
Yeah, you got to get that level of freakdom.
Because if you go too far too fast, that's it.
Yes.
Then, you know, then you're going back
like, she's your wife.
Going back to big t-shirts every night.
Yeah, she's your wife, so she might not leave you for it. But
no.
She might question you about.
Well, yeah, she's not going to leave you, but it's hard to build back up to that.
Because
you've slowly been getting like, you have a goal that you want to get to.
Yes.
Whatever it is.
Yes.
Is it edible? Is it?
Yes.
Is it crotchless? I don't know.
Yes.
It's up to you. You know?
Yes.
I think you can say that on the radio.
Yes.
It's up to you. Wherever wherever your end goal is. You got to build to it, you know.
Man.
You don't just go from Victoria's Secret to the little
Spencer's.
Shop, the shop on the side of the highway we were talking about yesterday, where the truck drivers.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
All right, well, so just always monitor that dog, because because the first thing you're like, when would you ever think that I would wear something like that? Then you already screwed, dog. You done messed Christmas up.
Who do you think I am?
Yeah, you done messed Christmas up, dog. Yeah. All right, so start off with the and just build your way up to the freak.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's always a key thing.
That's just a message for life.
That's solid advice.
That's
right
advice
there.
Specifically for what you're just talking about. But that's you can't skip steps in life, man.
You can't, dude. You can't. You can't go from elegant to freak.
That's right.
Yeah, or whatever you want to call it. You got to, I mean, you can be an elegant freak, but you can't just like go from elegant to the freak.
Yeah, and you can't go from freshman team to all state in 1 second.
Yeah.
You got to put in the work.
Yeah, you got to
grind.
You got to train and
practice.
Grind, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to do all that stuff.
Ultimately, it all comes back to grinding.
Yes.
Because if you do the grinding in life
or in anything, you usually get good results.
Yeah, and like in this case, if you do that correctly, then you'll get to the grinding.
Exactly.
Which is what you're trying to get.
So if you're out there, especially y'all rookies, man, especially y'all. Yeah,
there's a lot of first-time dads this Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. The ones that still giggle when you go in there, all right? Okay? Okay. The ones that giggle when you go in there. All right? That's all right, fellas. Just make sure, And then whatever you do, don't buy No, I saw some jokes on the thing. Don't buy no cleaning supplies. Dude bought his wife a Swifter.
No.
Don't do that.
That's not a good idea.
Don't do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, don't do that.
That's not a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
It's like that. A Thursday.
Yeah, man.
I picked up an extra one of these when I was at Walmart.
Don't get no damn cleaning supplies.
Don't do that. That's not a good
move. No pots and pans, fellas. All right, I got pots because I wanted pots and pans. I needed some new pots.
Unless it's like a real nice, specific ask.
Yeah, but don't get no pots and pans, no cleaning supplies.
Yeah, no domestic items.
Yeah, don't do that, fellas. Yeah. Don't get no damn candle.
You get an extra candle here and there. Put a candle in the stocking.
Great stocking stuff.
Yeah, nothing wrong with a little candle in the stocking.
Really?
Nah, it's fine.
Maybe because we have.
She's a candle person.
We have so many damn candles. I last time I bought a candle, I got criticized because it didn't smell good.
What scent was it?
It was blueberry something.
Huh.
No, I'm taking it back. It was a musk something. But it was like a manly musky thing. Huh. Like I would have it in the basement.
Oh, so was it? Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't. Dainty. Enough.
Yeah, she wants a pumpkin spice apple.
Whatever.
Cinnamon kind of.
Yeah, she wants the dainty. I ain't dainty. All right. There's certain things.
You don't have to be dainty though to get dainty.
Yeah, I didn't say that. I said I ain't dainty.
I'm not calling you dainty, but she's dainty.
I didn't say you. I said I'm not.
If she's dainty, you got to put your mind in a dainty spot every once in a while.
I got you, man. But no, I don't got you.
There's nothing wrong with dainty. Mark Schlereth will join us next. Nothing dainty about him. His nickname is Stink because he used to pee his pants. We'll talk football with him on the radio next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.